The world is going to hell in a handbasket. The Daily Telegraph London reports a baby could become the first person without a legal mother if a transgender man wins a historic court battle. Lawyers representing the parent told a judge that he had been biologically able to get pregnant and give birth, but had legally become a man when the child was born. The man wants to be identified as the child's father or parent on birth certificate. However, a birth registrar told the man the law requires people who give birth to children to be registered as mothers. That is what the word means. The man has since taken legal action against the body set up to administer statutory provisions relating to the registrations of births and deaths after complaining of discrimination. He said forcing him to register as the child's mother breached his human rights to respect for private and family life. The man added that such interference was not proportionate or necessary in the light of changes which had evolved in society. When it comes to everything else, conservatives who actually support real science with authentic empirical data and repeatability are called science deniers when refusing to accept the unproven dogma of the left, particularly in the area of climate. But when it comes to biology, it's the left which denies the most proven facts of biology. Here's a question for the British woman who pretends to be a man. If you didn't want to be a mother, the word has a specific meaning, then why did you birth a child? To hell in a handbasket, I say. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with this commentary and many others at prattontexas.com.